This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Hanand. In view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised Indian nationals to stay put, shelter in place and avoid movement. It said any travel with Iran or to border crossings should be done only in close coordination with the Indian Embassy in Tehran and with explicit guidance. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged citizens to remain where they are for the next 48 hours, avoid electric and military installations, stay off upper floors of multi-story buildings and coordinate any highway movement strictly with the embassy. Those in embassy-hired hotels should stay indoors and maintain regular contact with on-site embassy teams. They also advise to monitor official updates closely. The embassy can be contacted at 9891-281-0915, 9891-281-0919, 9891-281-0902 and 9899-321-7939 or via email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Tensions across West Asia have risen sharply as Israel has intensified strikes on Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Iran's power plants and bridges could be destroyed if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz and agree to a new deal. The warning comes after U.S.-Israeli airstrikes hit two bridges, a train station and a Khorramabad International Airport in western Iran. Iranian officials have urged civilians, especially young people, to form a human chain to protect power plants. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said 14 million people, including himself, have volunteered to defend the country. Iran has fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge, raising fears of wider economic fallout. Officials involved in diplomatic efforts say talks are ongoing, but Iran has rejected the latest U.S. proposal. The government has decided to double the daily allocation of 5 kilograms free trade LPG cylinders available for distribution to migrant labourers across states. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said the average daily sale of 5 kg cylinders has increased to around 1 lakh cylinders in a day from around 77,000 cylinders in February. The Joint Secretary added that the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG remains normal across the country and no dryouts have been reported at any LPG distributorships. She highlighted that all petrol pumps are operating normally with adequate availability of petrol and diesel and no shortages have been reported. The campaigning for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ended yesterday after days of hectic political activity. Polling for all 126 assembly constituencies of Assam, 114 Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on 9th of April. In the final hours, top leaders from various political parties made concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah led the campaign for the party in the three districts of Barak Valley. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal yesterday announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is various bases. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said that existing structures will be recognized while future constructions must adhere strictly to municipal cooperation norms. Mr. Lal stated that with the decision to regularize colonies, residents will be encouraged to come forward for registration of their properties. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 270 kilometers long strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 connecting Kashmir Valley with the rest of the country has been closed again for vehicular traffic amid heavy landslides. The traffic on the national highway has been suspended in both directions following a heavy landslide between Digdol and Koni Nala in Ramban district. And that is the end of this news bulletin.